Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a great man, a gifted musician, and a cat that has been down a plethora of jazz boulevards. That was veteran jazz pianist, composer, and Grammy Award-winning arranger Bill Cunliffe with the 2007 tune, How My Heart Sings. Before he started his stellar career as a pianist and arranger with the Buddy Rich Big Band, he was working also at the same time with legends like Sinatra, Frank Sinatra, Joe Henderson, I gotta say it, you know, Freddie Hubbard, Benny Golson, and James Moody. He was just a kid, and he had dreams, and he had keys to an automobile in Andover, Massachusetts, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Bill talked about how he got into that car and turned the key to that jazz soul of his.
Started playing piano at 8. The old lady down the street gave me $2 lessons, and she was really great because she kind of got right away that I had an improvising heart. And, you know, back then they had the beginnings of these kinds of fake books that they have now. And she got me one when I was like 10 or 11. And she said, well, you know, you play the melody of the song and then you can make up what's happening underneath. And I just really latched onto that. And so in that way, she kind of freed me up to start improvising immediately.
From there, he studied jazz at Duke University with pianist Mary Lou Williams, there's a KC connection, and received his master's degree from the Eastman School of Music. And to give himself a bit of a kick in his career, he was the 1989 winner of the Thelonious Monk International Piano Competition. Along with having almost a dozen albums under his own name, he plays with his own trio, his big band, his Latin band, which is called Imaginacion, and his classic jazz ensemble, and he's a very busy sort of cat. Bill performs in the U.S. and around the world as a leader and a sideman, as well as a soloist with symphony orchestras. He's busy, man. He's also well-known for his scores. Bill wrote the score for the film On the Shoulders of Giants, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's homage to the Harlem Wrens basketball team of the 20s and the 30s. The movie recently received a NAACP Image Award for the Best Documentary, and Bill's soundtrack was nominated for the Best Album. He's also an author. His books, The Jazz Keyboard Toolbox and The Jazz Inventions for Keyboard, have become standard reference materials for students. And over his long career, he's gotten the brass to prove his good worth. He's received 5 Grammy nominations. He's won, and he's also got 2 Emmy nominations. This is a great cat. It was great to catch up with him and kick the show off with him. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of cats and dogs and those that walk the jazz walk, like Bobby Watson and Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you the full breadth and plethora, as we said up top. I had to put it back in there.
That is such a word that, you know, I don't know where we got that in our syntax, but it sounds like it could be a mixed drink. Give me a couple of plethoras.
Or it's like describing the right half of the entire universe. It's like that side's called plethora. So we're here to give you the breadth and plethora of our jazz riches. So Bill spent some time dispensing his own jazz wisdom during our interview, and he had some very distinct words about class and perseverance. And as we go into the live cut of Buddy Rich with the tune Let's Blow off the 2015 CD Big Band Music Memories, I Got It Bad Volume 4, have a listen to him talk about Buddy.
Having played about 400 gigs with Buddy Rich, I saw this 67-year-old guy with back pain, and with, you know, aging and having to play this amazingly physical instrument and just killing it every night. It was just awesome. I never saw him have a bad night.
Thank you.
My name is Bill Cunliffe, and I'm from Los Angeles. And I really enjoy listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Canadian jazz saxophonist Art Ellefson with the tune Interwoven, circa 1999. His life on the horn began at the age of 16, and he would go on to the clubs of Toronto, and then he would arrive finally in London in 1952. He played soprano, alto, tenor, baritone, and even the clarinet in many British dance bands, and they were big back in the day. Vic Lewis's orchestra he was in from 53 to 57, Ronnie Ross and Alan Ganley and their jazz makers, he was in there from 60 to 65, and he was even spending some time with the great John Dankworth. He also played in touring bands led in England by Woody Herman and the great Maynard Ferguson. He went on from there to move to Bermuda in 69, and then he came back to his homeland of Canada in 1974, and as they say in the business, the rest is history. Off an album, and this cat, he calls it pure fun, and this is a friend of the show. He's a great trumpeter, Mr. John DeVersa. This is the title track off his latest 2017 CD, Wobbly Dance Flower. I love the title of that.
I do, too. That could, well, anymore, that could be the name of a group.
Yeah, we could even rename the show that. Yeah,
Wobbly Dance Flower, opening for Nickelback.
That's right. It works. And we give this to you on this fragrantly bobbing hour of Neon Jazz, kids.
Thank you. everybody. It's John DeVersa in Miami, Florida, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great San Francisco bass pianist Clifford Lamb with the tune Hold the Line off his latest 2017 CD, Brothers and Sisters. So he started playing classical piano at the age of 5 and ran into that jazz scene at 16, and I believe his future was written in the stars. Clifford's first jazz piano just happened to be Wes Montgomery's pianist, Mr. Richard Crabtree. So after he graduated from the Berklee College of Music up there in Boston, he hooked up with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Over the years, he has played with many folks like Kevin Eubanks, Carl Burnett, John Patitucci, Herbie Lewis, and even Larry Gales. These days, he is comfortable out there in the San Francisco Bay Area, and he performs on a regular basis. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we were fortunate to catch up with him. He explained why he loves jazz. Have a listen.
Probably the ultimate form of expression, because you're playing what you're feeling, and it's simple yet complex. It's simple because you're accessing something that has to do with something that's internal, the opportunity to do that, I think, is a lot of freedom. So that kind of freedom, I think, is very important for our culture. It gives me a chance to be expressive in a way that's really has the only limits are the conventions that are placed on whatever it is the genre is.
So before Clifford really got into his jazz career, he fell in love with the music because of one album, Ramsey Lewis's 1965 live album, The In Crowd. In fact, I found that in my collection recently. What a great album.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Oh, man.
It reminds me I need to play it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it just has that, the feeling of live is so thick in that album.
Yeah, it also reminds me of, it's kind of the standard, one of the few times jazz had an opportunity to shine in pop music as well.
Yep.
With Ramsey Lewis, tunes like that, and Dave Brubeck's, you know, Take Five.
Yeah. And as Clifford explains, let's have a listen to the title track off that LP.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And, you know, I can always answer that question because it really, it just made an impression on me. And that was Ramsey Lewis, In Crowd, the In Crowd album by Ramsey Lewis. It's the one that has the pictures of the Cadillac in the front cover over in Washington, D.C. Probably the funky, churchy element of it, you know, the groove of it. You know, I like the feeling I got from it. And when you're 16, you know, you just go a lot by feelings, I think. It just grabbed me and stayed in my mind. And that's the first album that really captured my imagination toward jazz, and it inspired me. is Clifford Lamb inviting you to listen to the great Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
During these modern 2017 times of ours, it's apt for us to revisit some revivalist medicine to get our heads straight. And that's what jazz cat Phil Cochran and his Artistic Heritage Ensemble has done with this. And this is the tune Malcolm X off the 2007 CD, The Malcolm X Memorial, A Tribute in Music. So this Oxford, Mississippi native was best known for playing trumpet in the Sun Ra Orchestra in Chicago from 59 to 61, and for his involvement in the formation of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, or AACM. Philip actually grew up in St. Louis and would go on to play trumpet in the bands led by Jay McShann in the early 50s, and anyone that was around Jay at that time got an education that was absolutely indispensable. Off the album, the debut album by modern-day pianist and five-time Grammy Award nominee Christian Sands, this is the tune Armando's Song circa 2017, as we keep this neon jazz dance going in full force.
Armando, this one's for you.
This one's for you.
Thank you. this is Marcus Hampton, the jazz trumpet player. And you listen to Neon Jazz by Joe DiMeno.
That was the 23-year-old jazz phenom and guitarist out of London, England, Rob Luft, with the 2017 tune Different Colors of Silence. Yeah, that's a visual right there, off the CD called Riser. From a versatile jazz pro, a friend of the show, and a Grammy-nominated saxophonist, this is the great Tim Armacost. This is 2017 CD Time Being, and this is the 53rd Street theme on this delicately themed hour of jazz, kids. We'll be right back. Again, from the veteran sax man born in L.A. who came of age as a musician in Tokyo, New Delhi, and Amsterdam. Really, he did. That was Tim Armacost with the 53rd Street theme as we begin our way into the final song in this hour of jazz. That's a journey cat right there.
I was going to say, did anybody come of age really in this business?
I don't think so.
If it don't keep you young, I wouldn't do it.
No, I think they're all a bunch of kids running around playing sure. the horns and pianos and all that. Kind of reminds me of a couple people in here right now.
Indeed.
And that man to deliver us with the final jazz punch before we land softly on that jazz map below is another guitarist out of Muskogee, Oklahoma. This is Barney Cassell, joined by his trio. This is the 1981 tune that wraps up the jazz world and a little bit of what we're doing around here, Jelly Beans. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who knows how to pick a mean handful of jazz jelly beans.
I'm glad you qualified that.
Every single time. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I thank you again.
Thank you. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We love you. We love to hear from you. We're always here with a digital jazz hug. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Play that thing.
Yeah. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Booyah.
Jazz.